Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaButPrime. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and sometimes cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals, build stronger relationships, and scale your business faster. Big Ticket Pros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. We booked 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. We found a new way to close deals in 2025 that doesn't rely on any of those tired old methods we're used to. To learn more, download the free step-by-step blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Rick Salmeron. Rick Salmeron, CFP, is a Dallas-based CEO of Salmeron Financial, an independent financial advisor, clients coast to coast. Since 1990, Rick's been guiding individuals, families, and business owners to help them put their hard-earned income and money on the right path. Their path, not someone else's. So they can focus on life's real treasures, like more quality time with family, focusing on growing your business, or even retiring early. Who wouldn't want any of that, right? Right. So, Rick, welcome to Big Ticket Pros. What is the best piece of advice you would give to someone just starting out in your industry?
I would give this piece of advice to anyone starting any industry. It applies just about anywhere. So that means if you're listening to this, this will apply to you. I don't know if people change. However, when I discovered the one area that I believe is the most important area to invest time and money in, and as a financial advisor, a lot of people come to me and ask, Rick, where's the best place to put my money, right? They think it's an ABC fund or an XYZ stock or something, yet it's not. That one area is your personal self-esteem, your belief in yourself, whether you like yourself or not, whether you love yourself or not. When I discovered this years ago, my life trajectory changed like a flip of a switch of a light bulb. It went from one area to another area. And my life results elevated almost instantaneously. Some did elevate instantaneously. Others have grown at a higher level. So people listening to this show, you're looking for bigger ticket items, you're looking for more profitable places to generate more business, et cetera. When you estimate yourself, when your self-esteem is running really, really high, you're answering the subconscious questions that we all have every single day of, am I worthy of this? Am I good enough for this? Is this valuable for me, right? We have these subconscious questions, and many times we answer those as a no. And why do we do that? Because we don't have the belief system in ourselves that we deserve this, that we're worthy of this. And I'm raising my hand as the person who has been victim of this for a very long time. I'm still working on it. I'm still not mastering it. But anyone starting in, if it's my industry, if it is whatever industry that you're pursuing, even if you're in the industry already, you're always looking for that next level, right? So to help grow yourself, to help elevate yourself to that next level, focus on your self-esteem. That is the helium that will bring you to that higher stratosphere.
This is so great, Rick, because I've heard a lot of people or a lot of advice, not here in the podcast yet, but a lot of advice is invest in yourself. And usually what it means is go to school or invest in courses or coaching or like educate yourself. But I've heard very little people saying invest in your self-esteem. And that takes it to a different level. Yes. I know you talked about a little bit of your experience, and that made me think, oh yes, when I started to love myself a little bit more, my life got a little bit better.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, what would be a tactical or practical advice you could give for people so they can start investing in their self-esteem?
Okay. So a self, imagine there's such a thing as a self-esteem thermometer that we could stick underneath our tongue, just like taking our own temperature, yet we could take the temperature of our self-esteem, that being on a scale of one being, I do not believe in myself, I am valueless, et cetera, to 100, I'm a total rock star, right? Wouldn't you agree that someone who's living with a self-esteem O-meter reading of, I don't know, 87 is living a better life than someone at a like a 32? Yeah. And the reason that people live a greater life is because if their self-esteem is running high, people with strong self-esteems, they care about their future. They recognize how valuable they are as a human being, and consequently as a business owner, as a father, as a brother, as a sister, as a boyfriend, as a girlfriend, spouse, and so on. So when you're riding on that high, you start to pay more attention to the actions that you take or the actions that you don't take, that you avoid, the decisions that you make. Because just keep in mind, self-esteem is really this invisible ghost that is, I'm going to talk for myself, sitting on my left shoulder, whispering sweet nothings in my ear, again, answering those questions of, yes, you do deserve this, Rick, or yes, you are worthy of this. Or sometimes it says no. And when it says no, maybe that's an opportunity that I've just said no to myself that I shouldn't have because I didn't feel like I deserved that opportunity, right? I didn't feel like I deserved to be in that circle of millionaires or multimillionaires because I didn't feel so great about myself, right? Or that I'm not working with the clients of higher net worth. I'm more comfortable with the clients of, say, lower net worth. Why? Because I don't value myself as much as I probably should, right? So I would say tactically, just imagine this. It really comes down to, Anna, actions and habits that we have. So just picture for a moment tomorrow, starting tomorrow, when you wake up, you've got a video camera that is following you along like a drone up in the air, recording every single one of your moves. Just continue about your day for 24 hours. And at the end of the day, you and only you get to press play after rewinding that video to see the things that you did. So you're able to determine the habits that you incorporate in your daily life, the actions that you take in your daily life, or the actions that you avoid in your daily life. Not that this is right or wrong and not passing judgment anywhere, but when we take a look and become more self-aware about the actions, the habits that we incorporate or avoid in our life, we start to realize and recognize why we have the results that we have. So if a person is happy with their results and there's no gap between where they're at and where they would like to be if they've already made it, then that means they're great. They're running on all pistons. Keep on doing what you're doing. On the other hand, if you take a look at your results, whatever those results are, and you notice a gap between where you're at and where you would like to be, something that you want or need in your life that you do not have, then that's a trigger that something needs to change. And what needs to change is either an addition to habits or a replacement of a bad habit with a good one to get yourself on a different trajectory towards the goal or goals that are very near and dear to your heart.
That's great. And, you know, I have this impression, I guess. It all comes to the habit, the little habits and how we treat ourselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's just a matter of just changing it one degree to the left or one degree to the right to make this big change.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And these habits are subtle. I'm speaking from experience. But when you take a look, I'll just make this as an example. Between the Hershey bar and the apple, what do they say about the apple? It keeps what? The doctor away. Mm-hmm. I want to have the Hershey bar, but I should choose the apple, which is more comforting. The Hershey bar is more comforting, not the apple. Yet I know that self-esteem, when I'm building my self-esteem, if it's in my business, if it's in my relationships, if it's in with my health, it's not supposed to be comfortable. Pursuing a higher self-esteem means you do something uncomfortable. If it's within your comfort zone, that means you're not progressing and you're not growing. If you want to grow, if you want to pursue greater heights, those levels are found outside of what you're aware of. And that can be the challenging part. It's as simple as that, but it's not as easy as that.
Nothing grows in a comfort zone.
No, not at all. Not at all. So I would really consider people take a look and assess one at a time, whatever that is. Just write down if it's not that we don't have drones in our house, we don't have drones in our office, but we do have the ability to notice ourselves, become self-aware of how much we're spending on our phones that we shouldn't be, or how little steps in the right direction that we're taking. It's very easy to sit back in that comfort zone, not take action versus take action. So just slowly but surely, size up and determine what steps should be changing in my daily life. It doesn't happen instantaneously, the result change, but it does happen over time.
Yes, that's awesome. So, Rick, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
I serve very highly successful people. Well, years ago, I wasn't because I didn't feel like I deserved to, but now I do. People who are predominantly still in the accumulation phase of their life, they're very good at what they do. They're making really great income. However, in terms of personal wealth and growing wealth, in my view, it's a two-piece process. Number one is making great income. And then the second is making sure that that income is in the right places, headed in the direction of your future, not anyone else's. You can make great, great, great money, but if you're placing that money in the wrong places, you're just a sinking ship. We don't want that. So the benefits of an independent financial advisor can be making sure that that money that you're so good at earning is in those right places, going towards what you want to have happen in life. So that's what I do. And those are the kinds of people that I work with. And I'm pretty exclusive, but you can look at me at my website, which is salmeronfinancial.com. If you're also seeking out what I call our mini light bulb moments, I post on my social media channels. Not the boring stats of economic reports and so on. You can get that on Google and news channels. Instead, I want to provide insight to people's money that makes them scratch their chin and say, huh, I never thought of that way. And that's also a mini kind of transformation that hopefully can make a positive effect in someone's life.
Awesome. We're going to wrap from here. Thank you to Rick Salmeron for joining us and sharing some wisdom about thriving in a competitive industry. You can learn more about what he does by visiting salmeronfinancial.com. If you are an agency, coach, professional services provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you in a future episode. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to stack your calendar with qualified, motivated prospects who want what you have, download the free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. Go get that big ticket punched. See you later.